afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Friday, April 30, 2021. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I'd like to remind everyone RBN is listener-supported. Please donate whatever is manageable. No donation is too small. Free speech simply cannot stay alive without being funded by we the people. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. You can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You can call our RBN staff to donate via credit or debit card. You can call in to donate at 800-724-2719. Extension 3. Or you can mail in your donation, cash, check, money order, to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Right now, with every $100 donation, while supplies last, you can have your choice of a free gift of a high-quality RBN t-shirt in the size of your choice or an RBN coffee mug. Again, with every $100 donation, one or the other, while supplies last. And there's a chat room if you'd like to contribute with respectful, constructive posts. You can find that chat room at beyondton.chatango.com. And I have, Stephen was not able to make it this Friday. He sends his best wishes and is tuning in out there in Radio Land. But we do have, filling in as my co-host today, Mr. William Rapillum. Hello, William.
Hello. Hello, Richard. Good to be here. Hey. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Happy Friday. Last day of April already.
I know. Crazy.
Time's yeah, well over a year of lockdowns. So.
Yeah. Yep. People still walking around with those face diapers everywhere.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't too. But it varies, you know. Depends on where you go, where you are.
Certainly, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, and it's so woke your state is.
Yeah. I was just going to say, yeah, it's so political, or your city, of course. Like in Texas there, I know Austin is a hotbed for the political correctness and all the far left dogma. And
no,
then,
of course.
And I'm stuck in Chicago. And, you know, I mean, it varies a bit, you know, if you get out to the outskirts or in the suburbs a bit. But in general, I mean, the Chicagoland area is ridiculously far left, so I can't expect many people who are sane. I did have a little group of people I met. It was just a few, really, at a coffee shop last week, and it was talking about people's rights, and these people were trying to get into a lot of independent media. And, you know, I heard about it from RBN. It was mentioned and affiliated through Ammon Bundy, and so they have networks all across the country. And so let's see, what was the name again for me to mention on air? Well, I never have it ready to go, but I would recommend definitely local interactiveness. You know, I mean, getting to know real people is the best way to feel like you're accomplishing anything at all. You know, I mean, like the economy is just in free fall. I mean, they're just looting the nation more and more. And I don't know how many people are aware of much of this. There's one article titled, "Not sure if Joe is serious or trolling, but this is likely going to be the first cycle in 80 years that the Fed responds to rising inflation with more liquidity." I mean, I'm kind of disgusted that no one talks about ending the Fed anymore. You know, that's off the table, evidently. A lot of these articles, one's titled, One Bank Warns Soaring Food Prices Will Lead to Social Unrest. Another entitled, Why Your Grocery Bills Are Going Up and Are Only Expected to Get Bigger. A lot of supplies like plywood for the home construction and well, just all purposes, but certainly hitting the house building market. It's gone up a ridiculous amount, like three times or something in the past year. So I don't know, if nothing else can wake people up, you'd think their pocketbook getting hit to just unsustainable levels in the near future. It might be our best hope, William.
Yeah. Once you've listened to the Protocols of Zion, all of this stuff makes sense.
And then, of course, we have the cancel culture. That's another thing that, yeah, that could shed some light on where people, why things are being done in the extremes that they are. Most people just don't get it. The anti-white agenda, they're either still oblivious to it, believing all of the dogma, or just in denial because of the way they've been raised. The destruction of meritocracy, and that connection to white supremacy, quote unquote, and colonialism. It's absurd how out of control the dumbing down of the population in the name of ending systematic racism and it's crazy how they're tying everything in that way. They're tying in climate change and COVID now. I mean, just like a full-on social engineering power play, like all or nothing. Isaac Newton's being questioned. If Isaac Newton can be canceled, no one is safe, another article cites. So, and then, of course, the ladies' sports with the transgender men issue. University police departments are becoming PR machines, one other article points out, designed to spread their own version of events. So it's just about political correctness as much as they can muster. But yes, you're right. You're right. The protocols are a great source of seeing how a lot of these agendas can interrelate.
It's the end of the rabbit hole where everything ties back to that. Understanding that, I mean, you just see an event take place again and you just don't have any, there's just no question about it. It is the missing link, the missing puzzle piece that ties the whole thing together. You know, it's just that simple, you know, without an understanding of the protocols or knowledge of them, you're going to probably, you know, be in the dark quite a bit, I think.
And then the transhuman agenda as well. I mean, you see, this is interrelating with all of these other agendas as well, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, the ultimate goal is to turn everyone into slaves on the planet. And that's the protocol, part of whatever protocol it was. I don't remember which one it was, but I mentioned in several of them. It's a 3-hour long audio. If anybody wants to ever look for it, you can find it on BitChute. I don't know if you can find it on YouTube anymore. Probably not. But yeah, transhumanism, it just sounds completely ridiculous when you hear the word. But I've heard it more and more and more. And it really is what they want, because they can integrate now technology into your body and turn you into a cyborg, essentially, with nanotechnology. So, I mean, that's all very plausible when you think about that. If you have some understanding of science and the current state of what they've achieved, they've managed to achieve with nanotech, you don't have to be a scientist to understand this. Just know that it's happening. And the fact that they are trying to force vaccinate the entire planet, and they have an agenda to to kill off 90% of the people. This is the greatest genocide in human history. It will be like the mother of all genocides is the vaccination agenda, is what's going to be accomplished from that. And the people that survive, in their view, in the view of the Jewish Zionist supremacist agenda, they will just be the slave people, serve the Jews. That's what will be left, a remnant, and they'll be either totally complicit humans, or they'll be cyborg, AI hybrids, human robot people, as if people aren't already robots anyway, without all this, right? Because you try to talk to somebody and give them, a different side of the story about history and put it in context of, okay, well, look what's going on right now. Maybe the fact that we teamed up with the Soviet Union in World War II, maybe we were fighting for communism there. I mean, you put two and two together. Maybe we're not being told the truth. Maybe the people who own the media were controlling information then, and they're still controlling it now. You'll spell it out in the most clear way. Like, I listened to Diane King and Jim Rizzoli yesterday, and she's talking about how she, had a back and forth with somebody that was praising Inglourious Bastards, the movie, where the Jewish anti-Nazi movie praises murdering Germans. And so that's okay. Hey, this is great. Yeah, murder Germans and just kill another German, like Ilya Ehrenberg, their propaganda minister, right? He dropped all those leaflets on the Russians saying, kill a German. If you don't kill a German one day, you haven't done your job. But that's basically what they do when they do an Ilya Ehrenberg propaganda drop with their movies that they keep putting out, with Nazi hunters and all this anti-white, anti-German propaganda, calling, just demonizing just white people like crazy. They just do it through every avenue possible, coming through corporations with their woke culture, forcing this corporate culture, this new corporate culture of wokeness, and praising the George Floyd trial outcome. I mean, corporate execs are doing this. Banking executives are coming out and praising and thinking this is going to be a change for the better now. This unfair trial where evidence was completely ignored, what actually happened there. It's a policeman just doing his job, and a fentanyl overdose. Probably these police were trained by Israeli IDF, I believe, right? So it's just, that's the irony of it, right? They treat people now the same way they treat Palestinians. So there is that point to it, but same time, he's just doing his job, and so he can't get a fair trial because the Jewish corporate elite have officially designated the woke culture to be the new government. And, whatever the woke mob says now is what goes. And so, nobody wants to upset them because they are all the power has been turned over to them, at least in terms of the federal government and some of these lunatic states that are really enmeshed and controlled by Zionist Bolshevik. There really isn't any difference between the two anymore, is there? Zionism and Bolshevism, it's really the exact same thing, just pretending to be different things.
Well, one is more agnostic. The Bolshevism is having the state as the replacement for whatever religion a person might adhere to, worship the state, and that's an unquestioning dogma of political correctness. Trust the science, right? Science is real, like with the lockdowns, for example. It's basically implying you don't look into the science. You treat it like a religion, a belief system, without questioning it, without being able to clarify the accuracy.
Yeah.
And we have this rollout of, the digital enslavement system that they want on top of everything else, there's evidence that the immunity certificate that they want to start rolling out in the EU has been in the works since 2019, at least, from documents that have been uncovered. They're just attaching it to this COVID-19 PSYOP, incident, as far as claiming pandemic levels to justify bringing it in. And as I say, they're trying to add other things like climate change to that. But it again is about control and manipulating the the mind so that you don't challenge anything. Zionism definitely has a religious component. The Bolshevik worshiping of the state, and I mean, sure, there were ethnic slaughters, in the Bolshevik Revolution. That was a component. They were targeting Christians, but as far as what they were getting you to adhere to, subscribe to, it was lacking a religious foundation, as I say, other than the worship of the state, unquestioningly. So, I mean, I don't know, I guess that's maybe the one difference. The branch of Zionism is more the honing of the religious zealotry that they can propagandize, upon those who are more beholden to that as motivation. But
yes, that's correct. So you'll have the so-called conservative Christian right that is doing the bidding of the enemy of all humanity, especially Christians, by saying that Jews are God's chosen people. They're actually Lucifer's chosen people. That's true, but they worship Lucifer as God. So, of course, they're going to say that they're God's chosen people.
Well, yeah, there are a lot of interesting origins. If you go back far enough in history, as far as the sacrificial practices and the origins of what became the Judaic cult, the Talmud is, of course, kept secret. We're not supposed to be able to have it translated for us, not revealed to us, and punishment for those among their kind who do. But there's a separate level, really, for criticizing religions, depending on what the religion is these days. We're getting a tier system, a Jewish religious criticism or slander is, of course, treated the most harshly. And then other religions, such as perhaps Muslim in the political correct era, various tribal religions would be next. Christianity, there is an open season. Let's hear your response to that after the break, William.
Sure.
I'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
And we're back, folks, beyond the official narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my co-host today, Mr. William Rapillum. And so, do you agree with what I describe as a tier system, where criticizing the Jewish religion is the greatest taboo, pretty much all other religions are the next level, and at the very bottom is Christianity? I mean, most anyone can trample on Christianity these days. I mean, it all but gets linked to white supremacy by default, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. One great example of linking to white supremacy, before I answer your question exactly there, was in St. Louis, E. Michael Jones. Okay, so they were there was this woke crowd led by this guy. He was a Muslim who used to be a Southern Baptist who converted to Islam, and he said that the Catholics going to protest them taking down the statue of St. Louis because they considered him a white supremacist when he never even owned slaves or anything. What he did was he was against the Talmud. This was in like 1300, around that time. Anyway, so they wanted to tear that statue down too, and the Catholics went and started praying the rosary around there, and this guy started calling everybody white supremacists. You know, so E. Michael Jones interjected into that, and he actually did some good and stopped them, I think, from taking the statue down, and called them out for what they were, which is just proxy warriors, you know, for the Jewish bankers that are just trying to destroy the country. These folks. So it was a lie. He exposed it. But as far as the tiered system goes, I think you're absolutely right. And it is Judaism on the top, because that is the end goal, is to the one planet, the one world religion will be essentially Judaism. The rest of the other ones are just like Islam and whatnot. If they're proxy warrior religions for the Jew at this time. So it's kind of like they use different groups they call disenfranchised as proxy warriors as well. Like they've been using black people as proxy warriors, and slavery never ended. In fact, has always been there, but the Jews have always enslaved the blacks. You know, they've done that through the civil rights movement. But ironically, and you know, they're so good at flipping the narrative over and making things into their opposite. So the civil rights movement has actually destroyed black people. You know, so it's the same thing with religions. They just use them as proxy warriors against whoever their enemy is at the time, which right now people of European descent. I hate to use the word white because it really is a term assigned by the Jew, white. But, you know, pan-European, I guess I like that better. Yeah, we're first on the chopping block because we're most in the way of totalitarianism in the world because we invented Western civilization and freedom and a government, the limited government, and, you know, laissez-faire economics, and, freedom, just essentially. So they need to get us out of the way so that we stop trying to make the world live for freedom. And unfortunately, we've gone around the world owned by the Jew pretending to be spreading democracy and quote-unquote freedom. And a lot of us fell for that nonsense back, you know, when they were going to Iraq or Afghanistan. Had nothing to do with doing any of that stuff. Quite the opposite.
And you wanted to discuss some examples. You wanted to illustrate a point you were describing on just the strategy of blaming the victim.
Right. Yeah, I know. There's so many. We can go in so many different directions on the show. I thought maybe we could hone in on one little thing. I do want to, if it's all right with you, I wanted to, if you bring up, talk about, you know, solutions, what we can do, what we need to be doing and stuff like that. But before we do that, I thought it'd be kind of fun to play, play like a, I hate to call it a game, but have like a trivia kind of thing. So what are some examples of how the Jews have blamed the victim for the crime the Jews committed against the victim, and how they've mastered the craft of doing this, and some fantastic examples of it? I'm going to take the most obvious one, and that's World War II and the Holocaust. And so the Jewish power committed the Holocaust against the German people. And now they've managed to make the world think that the German people committed the Holocaust against the Jews. And that's just a complete truth inversion.
Well, if anyone wants to call in and join us on this topic, 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. And we're taking your calls as well after the break. Stick around. Yeah!
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. Beyond the Official Narrative, Republic Broadcasting, here with my co-host for today, William Rapillum. Oh, and I found the website address for the organization I was mentioning. This is a great way to become locally active, forming or joining networks in your area of like-minded citizens, independent researchers and the like. And as I say, this has been promoted by Ammon Bundy. I believe that he's the one who's among the originators. And it seems there are already chapters in various quadrants across the nation. So go to www.peoplesrights.org. I guess the W's are irrelevant in this day and age. It'll take you there. People's Rights, plural, peoplesrights.org. And I think you'll be pleased with some of the networking you can accomplish locally using that route. So you were just bringing up World War II and the Holocaust as an example.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, this being a prime example of, as you put it, the Jewish art of blaming the victim for the crimes the Jew committed against the victim.
Right, correct. So I was hoping that maybe people, if they call in, if they could refrain from doing anything else except answering that question and giving an example. Now, I've already taken the most obvious one, and that's World War II and the Holocaust. So, you know, and moreover, the Dresden is a perfect example of an actual Holocaust. It's a Holocaust stands for burnt offering. So that is what happened to the German people when they were incinerated by the Jewish-controlled Royal Air Force, RAF, from Britain, and the U.S. Air Force, USAF. I believe it was the Royal Air Force that went in with the first set of bombings and the U.S. that came in with the second set. But it was just unrelenting destruction of gingerbread towns like Dresden. I mean, just destroying the culture, cultured cities. And nobody ever thought, I don't even think Hitler thought, that they were capable of doing something so evil as that. And Dresden's only one example. There were so many different cities that were incinerated, and people were cooked in their basement and turned into, you know, lard. So they would go down in the basement. It would be full of, like, people that were down there hiding, and they were just burned alive and turned into lard in their basements. I mean, just imagine this. This is what happened to the German people because of Jewish hatred against them. And this is what the Jew is hiding from everybody in the world. And this is what they're trying so hard to keep from everybody from discovering. And so that is why you see all this, the kvetching on the media about white supremacy all the time. It's the Jew trying to abscond away from the crimes the Jew has committed against humanity.
Wow, that's just complete anti-Semitism, William. I don't know. I mean, come on. You say that the civilians, men, women, and children, civilians of Dresden were melted into lard? Well, you know, the Jewish people were turned into bars of soap and lampshades, so top that.
Oh man. Oh, well, you gotta wonder where they got the idea from.
Here, we do have some callers. We do have some callers thing up. Let's first go to Charles in Florida. Hello, Charles. How are you doing today?
Hey, how you doing, Richard? Yeah. Good. Interesting that the festival of Purim, P-U-R-I-M, is celebrated in the spring is actually, according to Elizabeth Dilling, who was a writer during America First time in the 1950s. She's no longer alive, but Elizabeth Dilling is a famous writer back in the time of Lindbergh and America First. She said the Purim thing was just nothing but Babylonian festival of Zagmuk, Zagmukh, which is celebrated in the spring, where Ishtar and Marduk, Babylonian gods, celebrate their triumph over the Elamite gods of. The Elamite gods and the so-called existence, Esther and King Esther and Mordecai and Ahasuerus and, you know, the Persian king is all just made up. It's nothing but the Babylonians used to call the Zagmuk festival, used to call it the Pur festival, P-U-R, P-U-R, that meant the same thing as Purim, lots. Purim in Hebrew means lots. I am is Purim, sign for plural in Hebrew, but Babylonians just doubled the noun if they wanted the plural. So it was just the Pur festival became the Purim festival. And also Hanukkah is really just a celebration of 132 B.C. of Judas Maccabeus' victory over and slaughter of Hellenistic Jews, among others, and Greeks that were in Jerusalem at that time, 132 B.C., under the prophet Judas Maccabeus, slaughtered just for becoming Hellenists. Jews were regarded as supreme heretics to be exterminated. That's what Gilad Atzmon says, the Israeli dissident. He says either we can be for Athens or we can be for Jerusalem. Jerusalem represents barbarism, whereas Athens represents refined Western civilization, in other words, Hellenism, the Hellenic spirit. That's what Judaism is basically, is destruction of Hellenic civilization, which became Western civilization.
Great information and insights, Charles. William, yeah. Do you want to respond to this?
I appreciate that. I appreciate all of that, so much of it that I don't know about. I do get it with Jerusalem. It's really, this is the battle we're still in now. I mean, it's exactly what's happening right now is the Jewish war against Christianity, which is the analogous to what you're talking about, Jerusalem against Hellenism or Athens, Greece, which was the early phases of Western civilization, you know, blending with Christianity and creating Western civilization, which was, you know, philosophers of Plato, Socrates, and Aristotle. And
that's what E. Michael Jones is talking about.
Right.
You know, he calls the the discovery of the in philosophy, I can't remember his word, but it means really reason.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about reason is discovery
logos.
Of Christianity.
Logos, yeah.
Logos, the logos is reason.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, Charles, those are some excellent points. You always have such great information to contribute. I have a couple other callers to try to get to. Is there anything else, though, you wanted to add, sir?
No, that's been mainly, but Gilad Atzmon is interesting, Israeli dissident, because he states that it's either barbarism or civilization. You know, that's what he talks about. He says... Mm-hmm. Judaism is barbarism. It's Jerusalem. You know, the fanaticism of Jerusalem, the thousands of years of fanaticism, or Athens with its Hellenistic culture.
Right. Power of the sword and savagery.
Yes.
Well, thank you so
and
much,
lies
Charles.
And propaganda.
Excellent call and perspective, Charles. Thanks. Have a great
thank
weekend,
you.
Sir.
You have a great weekend.
Next, let's go to John. John in Tennessee. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. You know, I was listening to the previous caller, and it's so difficult because I want to say what I'm saying, but I want to clarify. I use a phrase that I have taken from Chris Hinckley, one of the hosts. When we're talking about Jews, we have to ask ourselves who's who in the zoo. Because according to the Bible, there are those that say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. So I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm anti those that say they are and are not. Now, you ask for examples of Jewish bidding. I would say not just World War II, but more specifically, when you look at Hiroshima and Nagasaki and what military targets were in those towns, there were none. But according to Ralph Epperson, who's a 50-year-plus historian, Hiroshima and Nagasaki were the Christian centers of Japan. That's what Hiroshima was. The largest Christian churches were in those two cities, and they literally incinerated entire, how many hundreds of thousands, according to history. The problem I have with the Holocaust, gentlemen, is that If I'm remembering correctly, there are only about 5 or 6 million Jews in existence during the Holocaust. And if 6 million died, where'd they come from? They must really populate quickly. There were more gypsies and more people of other ethnicities that were killed during World War II than just Jews. And, you know, so what is the enemy of Christianity? Is not Judaism. It is Judaism, but it's not the Israeli people. It's the religion of Judaism, which denies Christian beliefs, unless it's convenient. And they have They have literally deceived the nation, I believe, into contributing billions of dollars and claiming to be God's chosen people. Now, I sound like a Christian heretic, but again, we've got to say who's who in the zoo. And if the blessing, the Abrahamic covenant, was to those that would bless Israel, well, that's the covenant to Abraham. That's not the covenant to the nation. Judaism is not a, it's not a, a relation. Or being a Jew is a relationship, not a race. Okay? So this nation that we're supporting, that is demanding that everyone in their country gets a vaccine, or they will be left behind. They're using biblical terminology to coerce people and demand that their people get a shot, which isn't a shot, which is genetic modification, which is really, you mentioned it, Richard, transhumanism. They're changing DNA and literally claiming flesh and blood bodies as willing, not goyim, but golem. They're creating a Frankenstein race with this genetic machine that they're putting in people's arms.
Yes, sir.
I'd be interested to hear your comments, because I really believe that.
Well, I would just disagree somewhat in that I see the Jewish religion as being rather toxic to all participants. I mean, I'd say it is a cult, and I mean those who renounce it are better for having done so. I mean, others who have studied it far more than I have assessed as much, as well as the racial factor being separate and justifiable. I mean, there are various diseases such as Tay-Sachs, that are specifically common to the Jewish people. Quite a few others as well. There is a genetic component in their lineage, and many have questioned if some of the paranoid behaviors, passive-aggressive results of such, and even some of what many define throughout the ages as parasitic qualities, combined with that, aren't somewhat related to this strong inbreeding genetic attribute. But again, some of these diseases point out the genetic. I don't want to take too much. William, do you want to respond?
Yeah, he brought up Revelation 2:9-9, right? I forgot which one was specifically those who claim they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. And I referenced that. I love that scripture. I reference it a lot. But he brings up such a fantastic question, because when they claim that they're Jews but are not, well, then what is a Jew? Well, what was a Jew at that time in context of history, right? Was the temple destroyed? I don't remember when Revelation exactly was written. It was a testament of John, right? And it was part of Jesus Christ, a lot of what's in there. But after 70 AD, which was 47 years after, or 37 years after Jesus' death, the temple was destroyed, as Jesus said it would be. Every no stone here would be left unturned. And with the temple being destroyed, all of the birth records were destroyed. So for them to claim, because in the dichotomy between it is that it's both a religion and a race now, so they can conveniently shift from one to the other depending on what suits their political agenda. And so now you have them saying that we're the descendants of Abraham when there's no proof of this. And the actual historical proof is that they're descendants of the Khazars, which was from southern Georgia. It has no connection to Abraham whatsoever, these people. So, and it's a blood, this is like a racial blood connection thing. So, this is the definition of racism, is this racial superiority. But to sound a bullhorn off all the time, calling their enemies racist when they're the absolutely most racist people on the face of the planet that try to preserve their racial heritage in Israel and then enforcing mass immigration everywhere else.
Right. Maybe we can skip the last break to try to fit in our final caller. But is there anything else that you wanted
Thank
to
you.
Add, John?
Well, just real quick, you mentioned And I agree with about 99.9% of what he said. Here's the thing, is that we are actually, government has lied to us so much that we're actually sending money and supporting the enemy of God, believing that we're not going to be blessed if we don't do it. If God said he would curse those that curse you, and we're sending money to support those that are cursing God and his children, then we're bringing the damnation on ourselves because of our ignorance. I'll bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. Well, if we're funding the people that are cursing, then we're cursing the ones that he wants to bless. We're going to get his curse. So anyway, and the devil is so good at deception that he's got well-intended people, because of their ignorance in God's word, are going along with it blindly. So when you ask why is this country, why is the world in the shape it's in? Lack of knowledge, man. My people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't want to know the truth, because with the truth comes accountability. Thank you.
Great points. Thank you, John. And let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. You're on the air.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, Richard. Your show went blank for like 3 minutes. Kind of weird. I understand that. I guess other callers might have told you the same thing. But listen, Richard, what I want to talk about is, first off, did you hear about the stampede in Israel? I think it was up to 57 Jews stampeded to death in Israel.
No, I didn't hear about this. Stampeded by whom or what?
They were trampled to death by their own, you know, like a giant herd of people, and they got stomped on each other. I guess they all suffocated. And that was kind of weird.
So there were a bunch of people running, like a mob of people.
They were at a gathering.
Yeah.
Yes, Richard. They were at a gathering, and I guess the cows getting spooked, and it was like a stampede, and a bunch of people got trampled to death, like they have in India and all these other countries. It was all over the news. It's on Breitbart and Drudge, Sludge, the Jew Report.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't hear about it. But anyway, here's what I called about. First off, bumbling buffoon Biden, this creature of the night, bumbling buffoon, had 11 million viewers at his congressional State of the Union address, whatever. Donald is 75% less than Donald Trump's first year when he gave his speech. So I'm saying to myself, the guy stayed in his closet basically the whole election. He never came out of the basement. This guy gets elected with supposedly 80 million votes, which is a filthy lie. Arizona's gotten a recount. We'll see what happens with this. Georgia and Florida just passed voter ID laws that the whole country should have implemented. Trump blew it. Michael Rivero's been saying it. Trump dropped the ball when he did not go after voter integrity laws. Trump should have started that 4 years ago, and he would still be sitting in the White House. But evidently, I don't know if Trump got pressured by the cabal. You know what? I got corrected on something yesterday. I'm not going to bring up the one group of people, but there are satanic devils, like your last caller just said. And I believe they're satanic devil worshipers. Ted Nugent even brought that out. Like I told you, Ted Nugent's talking about it. I don't know. I guess there are some people who are Wiccans that are very good, but I know they're satanic. Very much in this country, you got about at least a half a million people doing satanic witchcraft. And they put a curse on supposedly Trump and Ted Nugent and who other else. They'll put on all of us. Who knows? These people are demonic leftist freak shows. They've look at our country's allowed homosexuality to run rampant. Our country's allowed abortion. You never hear the black leadership saying how many black little babies are being aborted, Richard. Do you? Do you, Richard? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hello? William, do you want to respond to Tom?
Oh, I think that's a fantastic question. No, I don't hear any of them doing it. The black leadership is simply, the Jewish proxy warrior just continuing to enslave black people. So it's like the greatest traitors, some of the greatest traitors in the history of the United States, complete traitors against not only the United States, but against the black people, too. So that's just really powerful truth right there. You know, you can delve out. You know, I didn't used to have awareness of this. I always thought that, civil rights movement was for black people And then you couldn't say anything about it. If you said anything about it, you're a racist and all that. So I didn't know how to get around all that stuff. Not until I learned about the Jewish role in the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, there is truth, though, yep. Tom, to Trump being controlled by Zionists and how both
absolutely.
Parties...
His daughter is married to Kirchner. You got this LeBron James imbecile going around saying to defund the police officers. So let's take all these white police and black police officers out of these cities and see what happens, Richard. Let's take the gang unit, police detectives out, and let these gangs just run rampant. Is that what these demon rats want? Is that what they actually want, total anarchy? Because that's what they're going to get. And that's what we're facing right now, anarchy.
No matter who's in the White House, I mean, the influence is tremendous from all of these lobby groups. And it is strongly from Jewish groups of all kinds, organizations of all kinds, regarding the proxy army divisiveness with all these minority groups, which is incorporated, the anti-white agenda. And it is inherent in a lot of, even what you look at, what Trump was able to do and not do. I mean, even when he talks about what he accomplished, he's mostly talking about what he did for black people. You know, he can hardly ever say anything about what he did for white people. We're supposed to believe there's white supremacy when we have such an anti-white establishment. And, of course, that doesn't mean that it's all black and Hispanic people in control or Asians. So, you know, to say there's not a Jewish power oriented system is to.
Oh, absolutely,
not be
there is.
Honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely, the Jews are empowered. They're only 2% of the population here controlling the mindset.
I think it's just the way you phrase it. I mean, if someone confronted you on that yesterday, I think it was the way you perhaps approached it or phrased it. You know, there's a threshold, I suppose, and you have to, using their own facts and words and actions, is a powerful way to get your point across. But,
well, Richard, let me ask you this: in California,
we're at the music. Okay. So, yeah, you're final.
Yeah, 9 million illegals in California, Richard. Who allowed this? Who's actually allowed this to happen for votes?
Right. Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tom. William, it was a pleasure. It went so quickly, but definitely have to back on soon, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Richard. Bye-bye.
Folks, enjoy the weekend, but not before enjoying the rest of the programming. Stick around for Dr. Patrick Slattery with National Bugle Radio. Please support RBN, and we will speak again soon. Transcend the construct. Regards.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.